This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Yes, guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Jake's here with me. Today is April 11th, the 300th episode of the Bridge to Bucktober, from all the way back on February 28th, 2021 till now. Jake is here with me.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday.
Should have put my Hawaiian shirt on, man.
You made it to this day. It is Friday, and Fridays are great. And extra bonus, Jake's here. What's up, Jake?
How we doing, man?
Episode number 300.
Yeah, man. It's been a grind, right?
February 28th, 2021 was the first one. And we just listened to a clip of it just to see.
Mm-hmm. A lot different.
That's all right. That's all right. We're not
sitting at my dining room table.
I didn't remember. I'd probably have been. Oh, we were at the fire station. So,
yeah.
Previously lived in a renovated fire station in my little 6x9, really, but unusable space because of the doors. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And anytime you hit like that little milestone, I think I remember like when we hit 200. I don't know if I feel like we just forgot to do something. So when I was looking at it this week, I was like, I texted Jake and I was like, hey, it's 300 on Friday. I know that you're not doing the dailies, but you're going to do one this week. So, which was fine because you weren't here Sunday. No, you didn't have a choice. And you weren't here on Sunday. So I think it worked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's good. Anyway, look what I got, man. Eaton Park, Smiley Cookie, the Pirates version. It's funny. If the Pirates version is in there, we still get it. But it was right after the home opener, and so I almost thought that she might not pick up the Pirates ones when she went inside. But she said it was either that or Easter bunnies. She's like, I'm not getting the Easter bunnies. I'm getting a Smiley cookie.
Yeah, you get the Smiley cookie. You got to get the Smiley cookie.
But you got to get it when it's Pirates anyway. So
yeah,
that's what she did. Got a Smiley cookie here. Can't wait to finish this episode because that's when I'm going to eat it. I had one sitting here a couple of other days this week and just didn't, I finished and was like, oh yeah, I meant to show it off a little bit. Anyway,
it's hilarious.
It's Friday, episode 300.
Chest hair, guts out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got it going. We got it going. No game today. The Pirates did not lose.
That doesn't mean what he thinks it means.
So you can't lose on the days you don't play.
Because those are the rules of Sticky McSchnickens. That's why.
They are. Those are the rules.
I got them all right now.
You know, I'm going to take 1 second here. We didn't really say I was going to talk about this, but we're sitting on a day off, and as bad as it's been for the Buccos, as bad as the season's been already, 5-8's not a terrible spot to be sitting. Not a good spot by any stretch of the imagination. It's just not terrible. It's not as bad as it could be.
I think it's the way you get to 5-8 that makes you feel how terrible it is.
Sure.
And then, you know, and then let's not talk baseball and talk about all the things that this franchise is going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, we can talk about the Clemente stuff on the wall. No matter where you are on this stuff, the Bucko bricks, you know what I mean? It's just one thing after another. How do you keep, you know, how do you keep your head above water? If you're the organization right now, you're thinking, what can we do right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we're not even talking baseball.
Got any ideas?
And you're not even talking baseball. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
right.
The only thing that fixes it is play well. And this all began with the fact that they had a failed offseason. And yeah, that doesn't help anything, right?
Right.
I mean, if Horwitz comes back and goes on a tear, I think maybe you sit back and you say, all right, what's next? If he comes back and he's bad, it's just going to pile on to all this stuff.
Just, yeah. It's going to be awful.
The number of things, Jake, that we've seen since a bad offseason. I mean, you could go all the way back to before the offseason with the rowdy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However you, yeah, you know what I mean? Wherever you align, yep, with that. Like I said, whatever. Whatever the truth is behind all this stuff, the way they go about these things is terrible.
It's brutal.
And it's one thing after another. The way they didn't release their tickets for a long time. The way that they didn't even announce when they were releasing the tickets. Just all of a sudden, they're out.
And then just randomly dropping more tickets. Like,
yeah. And things out of control. And things out of control, right? Jared Jones is hurt.
Yeah.
Oviedo was coming back. Now he's back down. You know what I mean? Like, there's Horwitz, obviously. You know what I mean? And then Nick Gonzalez game one goes down. And now you got Adam Frazier, was supposed to be a backup, is playing every day now, right? The fact that Tommy Pham is even on this team. It's the whole thing, right? And it's not even, we haven't even escaped it yet. Reynolds has a problem. He's DHing. We can't even have him and Kutch in the lineup at the same time.
Bednar's struggles continue.
Bednar does his whole, and Holderman. Now Bednar's in AAA. Holderman's on the IL. Two guys that they went into this thing saying, let's go with it. This wasn't supposed to be what this show was about. But, and we're going to talk about Bednar for a minute, in a minute. But it's just the full list of things. All of a sudden, Paul Skenes gives up the most home runs he's probably ever given up. Right? At least in college and pro, he's never given up five.
I can't imagine he gave up five in high school.
I can't imagine
maybe
that
as either. A freshman.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. He didn't really pitch a whole lot, right?
Right.
So, hard to tell. But either way, like, it's just so many things. O'Neal Cruz gets beamed on the hand. Who knows? Is he going to play this weekend? Is he playing tonight?
Yeah,
we don't know yet. We don't know yet. Maybe by the time you listen to this, you know. But, like, what about Cruz? The mistakes that he's made in the outfield. You know what I mean? You like, know, there's many things.
What I was thinking was just a toxic thought in my head. Like, what happens if we have both of our catchers in the game and Endy comes in and collides with Joey Bart? No, Jake, that's toxic thinking. That's never going to happen. It happened. Luckily, nothing catastrophic happened from it. But I'm just like, you know, the thoughts are there, and I thought it was not a real thought, and sure enough, it happened.
This is when we go back to say, like, if you've got two catchers on the team, or if you're going to play two catchers in the same game, right, you should have three catchers on the
you
team.
You got to carry three.
You got to have somebody there. I actually thought that maybe this weekend you'd see another move because of this, where maybe that was enough that you've seen out of Canario. Maybe, maybe Jack with his strikeouts are like, no, let's send him back down. Let's get this figured out before it even gets into the season. All those things. I thought maybe that you would see one of those things happen. And I think defensively you would have to keep Jack in this scenario, but then Davis comes up, right? Just so you have your three catchers, and Andy doesn't even bat. He's not even the backup catcher anymore.
No,
he just plays first base.
First baseman. Yeah.
And then you use Davis and Bart at catcher but whatever. The thing is it just doesn't matter what they touch. It's a problem.
Yeah.
And if they're doing things that are reasonable, they do them wrong. And this is me, like, I'm going to step back, right? The right field wall had ad space from the day that park opened.
You did it. Is it used to be a ketchup bottle?
No, the ketchup bottle was somewhere else. It was Toyota, I think, right out of the gate. We went back and looked at pictures. There was an advertisement there. It's prime advertising area. They should have had an advertisement there the whole time. This team's not making any money. They need advertisements there. That's terrible that they didn't. And in 2018, there was no ad there. Why couldn't you sell ad space, which is another problem? It was blank from 18 to 22. They threw a Clemente logo up there because they're like, we're just admitting that we can't sell ad space. So they threw up the little Clemente thing. And then they just don't do anything with it. All you have to do is call Junior and say, hey, this has been up there. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's been up there. And we're going to take it down because we found somebody that would buy that. And now they had to get rid of an ad. They just lost revenue because we complained about it and because you couldn't communicate it. The Bucko Bricks thing. Listen, I don't have a brick. I do not even pretend, and I haven't talked about this, but I won't pretend what it feels like to now find out what's been going on since this park opened. The fact that this is iteration number 3, I mean, it makes sense. I heard somebody liken this to there's paver bricks at Disneyland and they got people's names on it. I don't know if they're restoring those or not. And I'm like, well, the ones at Disneyland don't freeze and get salt dumped all over them. Like you can't do that. Right. It's going to destroy it. Right. And so it gets destroyed and they replace them. And now they're like, we're not going to keep replacing these things. But then you got to talk to people.
Right.
The act alone is okay. If you just say, let's contact everyone who has a brick. And let's ask them, let's do a vote. Let's figure out what can we do to better display these things so we don't have to keep replacing them every 7 years or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all you had to do.
It's all about communication.
It's all you had to do. And I think anybody could have said, let mine erode or put it on a wall somewhere. That's fine with me. Just so long as it's there and I can go see my brick when I show up. The one that I... whether it was for somebody or for you or a message to your kids, I heard people say. And by this time, there are grandparents there who are no longer here. And you just got rid of it. And you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It's not about
their own way.
That's right. It's not about what's happening. It's about the way that they go about it. And there's no fixing it.
Yeah.
Okay, you put the Clemente logo back up on the wall. You quote unquote fixed it. You put it back. You can't put those paver bricks back. First off, they weren't good to begin with, or they wouldn't have pulled them up. But then you can't because you just sent them to get recycled.
You know, and what are we doing? What are they going to do to bring that ad revenue back? I mean, they're going to have to just move the Surfside. Like, they're going to have to put up another ad somewhere else.
Yeah, it ain't going
to
be the same. Yeah, you're going to have to. Well, hopefully. Surfside's probably thinking, like, what are you doing? You brought me into this?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to stay on that long, right? We try to keep this thing short. We've already blown past all the things that we were really going to talk about, but this is where we are and this is how it happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sorry to anybody who has one of those bricks. That's not fair. And so, like, don't mistake me understanding that what they're doing or what they at least are acting now like they were planning on doing is logical to say, let's get them off the ground.
Yeah,
that is logical, but that doesn't mean that any of this is okay the way that it was handled. So I want to make sure that that's clear that, that this sucks. And I'm not saying like the Pirates ain't doing anything. I am not defending them by saying that, but you know, I don't have a brick. So I am able to just think of the scenario without emotion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just not fair for me to speak into somebody's emotions about it. And so that's the piece that that's what I feel bad about. Ultimately, I hope they do something good. I hope there's a wall somewhere and they put the names on the wall, because a wall, you won't have to dump rock salt on and you won't, you know what I mean? People won't be walking on it. And so I assume it lasts longer.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about a few things, Jake. It is, you know, deep breath, right? All right. Reset a little bit. Got us worked up here on a Friday. Thomas Harrington's being sent down to AAA now. Something that we kind of thought we would see. But the recall is the one tomorrow's or today's the first day that they can be recalled. But the recall was one that comes with a little bit of controversy, I'll say. In the back of your mind, after two outings of dominant pitching, according to the box score, were you a little bit afraid it was going to be David Bednar?
I wouldn't use the term afraid, but I thought maybe, possibly, it could have been.
Why would that not be afraid?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know the right term would be, but I don't like the term afraid because, I mean, if he comes back, he comes back. I just think if you're trying to send him down there to work on something, he hasn't figured it out in two innings.
No.
No matter what the box score says. He's playing AAA hitters.
So, let me do it right here because it's two games. Mm-hmm. April 6th, April 8th. They were one inning each. He hasn't walked anybody. He hasn't given up any hits or any runs or anything. He's struck out three, one in the first one, two in the second. So that's where he's at. Just to level set in case somebody that's listening hasn't followed along. Continue.
And the results are going to be there. The stat line is going to be there that he's ready to come back, that he's dominating, all that stuff. But is his pitch, is he tunneling right? Is he landing that curveball in the strike zone so that the fastball plays up? Is he able to hit the fastball down, not just up? Like, we got to be able to move pitches up and down and around, and you got to be able to move pitches and hit spots.
I mean, his fastball, does he ever? Yeah, but even when he was elite, even when he was a top five closer.
Yeah, he would hit the bottom of the zone.
I don't remember much. I always thought the bottom of the zone was the split, and then he went fastball up all the time.
Either way, let's hit the split at the bottom of the zone because we haven't seen that all year. Right. We haven't seen that for a year and a half. It's just, is he back to hitting his spots? Is he back to those dominant pitches? Because, I mean, he's going to blow the fastballs by the AAA guys.
Yeah, the fastball's not the problem, right? The fastball's still very good. A little bit of location, you'd like to see it. You know, the problem is they're seeking the fastball. So if you hit the top of the zone, it's a hittable pitch that they'll be on time for. And then if it's just a little above the zone, you're not getting the chase because they were looking for the fastball the whole time. And if it is up, they've already given up on it because you can't throw that curveball up and have it come down to the strike zone right now. He hasn't been able to do that. Until he can throw that curveball up above their eyes and have it drop down, then they've given up on that altogether. Yeah. And the same thing if the pitch is going down and they see curveball, once they see curveball, it locks them up, but that's okay. The only reason it locks them up is because they are dead red fastball. That's it. I will catch up to the fastball. If you buckle their knees with that curveball, it doesn't matter if it's outside or low. He has to be able to get that over the plate or else they don't care if they buckle. Keep them honest. If I have to stay balanced on the curveball, the fastball's by you before I even, you know what I'm saying? That's what his fastball does. It's on you.
Yeah.
Even at 96, 97, like if I have to keep honest with the curveball, then the fastball's back to being what it is. But all the metrics on the fastball are the same. It's just that hitters are saying, that's the only pitch I care about.
Yeah.
And the AAA guys, for one, either can't recognize that, or the fastball's beating them anyway, or they're chasing the curveball right now. You know what I mean? Like, the major league hitters, they can spit on that, and they can say, I don't care, I've eliminated the curveball. So if he can get the curveball back to throwing strikes, but it just doesn't happen in two innings. So the other thing is
certainly not enough.
Right.
Even if it has, it's certainly not enough to say it's back.
Yep. And the other thing is they went with Kyle Nicholas. And I'll start with Kyle Nicholas here just to say that he's pitched in four games. His first one, March 28th, was an inning. He walked a guy, gave up three hits, three runs, still got two strikeouts. Obviously, you don't want to put four base runners on.
Right.
And then April 1st, he goes back out there for another inning. He gives up a hit and a walk, but he strikes out three. So again, you still had two base runners. And so far we've got two walks, which, what do I say? Walks or errors. April 4th, He goes 1 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. I'd like to go into that outing before I go to the last outing. And his first inning, strikeout, strikeout, single, pop out. He makes it through an inning without a walk. And then they sent him back out for the next inning. And then you know how you and I are, but like once they sit down, dude, relievers, let's get him out of here. He goes single, yeah. Walk, fielder's choice, ground out, single, wild pitch, single. They took him out. And all of a sudden it's 4 hits, 3 runs. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So, and the walk, he could have had a clean inning with just one hit and they sent him back out. And then his last outing was on the 8th, 1 inning, 1 strikeout, nothing else. It is like somewhat getting better. I mean, the pitches in his last outing, 15 pitches, 12 strikes. Love seeing that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that, again, that one outing tells me that Kyle Nicholas is all of a sudden, we've unlocked it. And so when you bring him up, my question is, where does he get used? It's not back end. You can't afford those walks. Can't.
Yeah.
So you end up with just another, you know, is he arm
it's like just shaky in the bullpen.
Chase Sugar and then Kyle Nicholas. I mean, what's your order, right? I mean, that has to be it. Who am I missing? I'm always missing somebody. I got Lawrence, and then who's the last righty?
Oh, the last righty.
Everybody's yelling at it's Dennis Santana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally the back end. Is. So you're not going to put him up there with that. So it's going to be Lawrence, Santana, back end, righties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It feels weird. And here's the other thing. And then you can break down wherever you want to go with this. But Hunter Stratton so far, I'm just going to go to game logs. I feel like it's a little bit easier. Hunter Stratton so far has thrown 5 2/3, 4 strikeouts, 1.59 ERA. He's walked one guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
has major league experience.
Why not?
That in there.
Why not? Yeah. Why not Hunter Stratton?
I don't know.
I feel like that's the guy I would have went with here.
Yeah.
Although he probably falls into the same spot.
Yeah, probably.
Hmm.
But it's still like, I feel good about him in that spot. I just don't feel good about not Kyle Nicholas. I feel good about his stuff. We always have. Can he throw for a daggum strike this outing?
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Either way, it's Kyle Nicholas. And, you know, I like that. I like Nicholas. I just think that he's got to get the strikes. If he comes up here and he's not throwing strikes, we're just sending him right back down.
Yeah.
And you're calling on Hunter Stratton and you. Yeah, I don't know. It's a really interesting call. I'm glad it wasn't Bednar. For me, that would have been a huge miss. He needs to spend some time down there. He needs a run. He needs a run of that. The results you can't look at for Bednar. I don't even care if he starts getting hit a little bit, if it means he was throwing his curveball over the plate, because that's the first step, and then figuring the two out together and playing off of each other. So, you know what I mean? I feel like it needs to be a while. But Kyle Nicholas deserves to be up here too. Maybe Hunter Stratton comes up for Sugar at some point, and then you end up with like, hey, that's 4 quality relievers at the major league level. You know what I mean?
The problem is Derek Shelton going to put him in the right spots?
And certainly not. There's no shot.
He has no
idea
what he's doing with a bullpen.
Dang it.
Derek.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, Red's coming up. We're going to wrap this thing up here. Thanks for coming on. But Red series coming up. I will be there Saturday. I know there's a couple people going to be there Saturday, and there's going to be a few people that are going to be there for even more than just Saturday. But for me, I'm driving down Saturday and coming right back. And then Sunday show like normal, right? yep. live in the recording. I'm checking Jake if he's going to be there. Sunday show like normal. Yep, and then next week's shows might be interesting because I'll be doing the dailies from the Dominican Republic. Just going on a vacation that is, you know, with the family. And I'm going to be able to do all the shows. Try not to get sunburnt. But I'm thinking about, Jake, I'm thinking about maybe finding like a couple of cool, if I can figure it out, right? I got to have electricity and got to do the thing. Right. But, you know, maybe I can get something in the background that's like, dude, I'm just chilling here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Living life.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like a real pirate.
Yarg.
In the Caribbean. And stuff. Anyway, what tough pitching matchup. The Reds are in the same spot we are right now.
Yeah.
But they're getting Andrew Abbott back for Saturday. It's not official yet, but you know, you read around and it'll be Hunter Green's turn on Sunday to go up against Majinski. Falter versus Singer, Heaney versus Andrew Abbott, Majinski versus Hunter Green. And Majinski's got to carry it because there's no more Harrington out there for a piggyback. So he's got to give us those five again. And really, Heaney and Falter have to step up so that we're not tanked by then.
Yeah.
Or else you are calling Hunter Stratton up for Sunday because you're running out of arms or something.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually going into this. I would normally think like, hey, they're in the same spot we are. We got a chance to take a series here. But like, honestly, you're going on the road. You're facing some good pitching. You're going to Great American Small Park, but the unbelievable thing is you can't hit the ball right now. And so I don't know how you get an event. Maybe it's an offensive explosion, but with those three pitchers, I'm also thinking maybe not. Here's the thing. Don't give up because their bullpen has been about the same as ours.
Yeah.
It has been, I don't want to talk bad about it because it's the same as ours.
Right.
We've already talked bad about ours. Just apply it all to them.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's unbelievable how parallel these two franchises are in so many things. Yeah. But that continues this year with the bullpen and the fact that their offense hasn't, they've been better than ours, but they've gone through worse streaks, losing three straight 1-0 games. You know what I mean? Getting shut out. They, whatever it is. But their numbers are better than ours when you go into a series with your team hitting 198 on the season.
Yeah.
That's just not okay. Anything else to add, Jake, before we get out of here?
No, not really. I mean, let's go Bucks and, you know, it was a chest hair, guts out.
Chest hair, guts out. Bucks win, baby. Come on. Come on. Come
Friday.
On.
All right, man. It Come is. On. Enjoy your Friday. Hopefully the Bucks can get a win here. Jake, happy number 300.
Yeah, man.
For the show. That's a good thing. And hopefully we can get a series win this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck, cannonball coming, and let's go Bucks.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.